Over the past three decades, sea ice in the Arctic has been in rapid decline. But in the Antarctic, there's been a small but significant increase. Antarctic sea ice is regarded as a sensitive indicator of climate change, but it's still poorly understood compared to our understanding of Arctic sea ice. Dr. Sharon Stamajon is Senior Research Associate at the Institute of Arctic and Alpine Research at the University of Colorado in Boulder. She's currently in Hobart to present a keynote paper on the changing Antarctic sea ice environment at the 2014 International Glaciological Society Conference. Sharon Stamajon, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Oh, good morning. It's Sharon, nice to be here.
Sharon, the massive annual expansion and contraction of Antarctic sea ice, it's phenomenal, really. Just describe for us how extensive it is, how big is this, and how quickly it occurs.
Yes, it's really one of the largest seasonal changes that we experience on this planet. It's in summer, we have sea ice that covers about 3 million square kilometers. And as temperatures cool and sea ice begins to grow, that ice cover expands out to cover about 19 million square kilometers. Mm. So that's quite an extraordinary change from summer to winter, completely modifying the ocean environment and strongly affecting the marine ecosystem that experiences that dramatic change from summer to winter.
And what is sea ice? How does it form? It's not very thick, is it?
No. So this is what's extraordinary about the Antarctic and the Southern Ocean is that most of that sea ice that forms every year melts every year as well. So we call that seasonal sea ice and first-year sea ice. It's not very thick. It may grow to about a meter to a meter and a half. It can actually reach greater thicknesses when the winds come along and push and raft it together. But it's actually a very thin cover, and it's very sensitive to any changes in the ocean and the atmosphere.
Let's talk about changes, because it's well documented the change to the Arctic over the last few decades. It's lost, I think it's 1.8 million square kilometres of maximum sea ice over 32 years, and that's caused alarm bells.
Yes.
Overall, in Antarctic, though, the sea ice has increased. So how significant is that it's increased? Why is it increasing?
So first of all, we have to recognize that the Arctic and Antarctic regions are geographic opposites, really. The Arctic sea ice is very well confined over the North Pole and is really isolated from prevailing winds to a large degree. In the Southern Hemisphere, the sea ice that surrounds the Antarctic continent is constantly exposed to the strong winds, storm tracks, and westerly. So we have very different environments. And to say that, you know, the sea ice is increasing, that is that's an annual average that's a circumpolar average. It's averaged in space. But if you start to look at sea ice changes on regional spatial scales, you see that we have changes that are happening at the rate that they're happening in the Arctic. So, for example, we have sea ice decreases in the Antarctic Peninsula region that are showing that we have an ice season that has decreased by almost 3 months over the last 32 to 35 years. That's extraordinary. And similar changes have happened in the Arctic when you talk about the ice season length from year to year. Now, the problem is, though, in the Antarctic is we have this dramatic decrease in one region and we have a dramatic increase in another region. And that other region is the Ross Sea. So, and it's increasing. Its ice season is increasing by about 2 months over the last 35 years. So when you average those together and the other small changes happening around the continent, you get this modest increase in the annual circumpolar average.
Okay, but if you put it in simple terms, if we can say, as I think scientists have been saying and observers have been saying for a long time now, that the loss of sea ice in the Arctic is a signaling of climate change, of global warming, then a slight increase in the sea ice in the Antarctic, even though it's patchy, doesn't that increase a cooling climate, indicate a cooling climate? I mean, in the simplest terms, isn't that obvious?
No, it actually isn't, because we don't have a cooling climate in the Southern Hemisphere. We're actually experiencing warming in air temperatures, and the ocean has also experienced a modest warming. So it is quite a paradox that we have a warming environment, and yet the sea ice, when you spatially average it, is showing a modest increase. But I should say that when you look at the dramatic changes in the peninsula, in the Ross Sea, I mean, that's where the changes in the atmospheric circulation and the ocean circulation are being focused, and those changes are what is what's responding to this to global climate change. Mm. And it's there's variability, natural variability that is involved as well. So it's a very open system, and so it's going to have very strong regional contrast. And
so if I understand you, to put it in the simplest form, it's the fact that the rate of change has changed.
Yes.
And is so extreme, not so matter whether the ice is melting or increasing, but the rate of change that is an alarm bell in terms of climate change.
That's correct. And to be, I think, to be fair about this question, this overall question, we really need to be looking at the strong rates of change that are focused at these particular regions. It's a little bit misleading, really, when we talk about the average Antarctic sea ice, because the system is responding very different regionally. And that's not true for the Arctic. The Arctic is a much more isolated system. It's at higher latitude, and so it's responding evenly, one could say, to climate change. So we have to recognize those differences. And now the question is, well, you know, why? What's causing those regional changes? How? You know, what are the mechanisms in the atmosphere and the ocean that are causing the sea ice changes when we do have an overall warming climate?
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Sharon Stamajon is a Senior Research Associate at the Institute of Arctic and Alpine Research at the University of Colorado in Boulder. She's currently in Hobart for the International Glaciological Society Conference.